This is the audiobook of Calvado, A Deadly Love Story by George Stinson. In this first episode, Mac is fleeing New York and Calvado after a crooked cop has forced him to rat out drug dealers. Episode 1, Flight of the Firebird. Mac pushed Joe's Firebird down the freeway through the Delaware Water Gap. He had two thoughts. First, the place had really gotten trashy in the last 10 years. It had lost the rugged, refreshingly new-worldly feeling it had when he first saw it. And second, if he could make it to Chicago and find Slim Jim before D-Man, he'd be safe. He could explain everything to Slim Jim, the money, the girls, everything. Then, if D-Man showed up, Slim Jim could help Mac. Yeah, he thought, got to get to Chicago pronto. He pushed his foot down on the accelerator. He watched the speedometer climb to 75, 78. He eased off. He didn't want any local cops stopping him, not in the Firebird, not with what he was carrying. He looked in his mirror. He couldn't see any cops, but still, he eased back to just above the speed limit, just enough to keep up with traffic. Later, when he hit Pennsylvania, he'd floor it. He was glad he was traveling at night. Fewer sightseers. The more serious travelers, the ones who had business 500 miles away in less than 12 hours, the ones who had to positively, absolutely be in another city overnight, they rode the interstate at night. When he first went to New York City, Mac showed up at Grand Central at night, took the first bus out of Chicago and got into New York just before the station was closing. He had to find a place to sleep and keep away from the pimps and whores all in his first 2 hours in the city. Great start, he thought, then shook his head. Nothing's changed. A red light popped up on his dashboard. Damn it, Mac said. He needed oil. Driving DeJoe's Firebird for the first time in 3 months made him lazy. He should have checked the oil when he got gas. He looked up at the garish lights of the interstate strip mall. About a mile ahead, he could see the big Conoco sign. He'd pull off there. He looked in the mirror and saw lights coming up fast. He slowed down. An SUV pulled up beside him. He looked at it. All black. Black-tinted windows. He looked closer. No chrome on it at all. He pushed on the accelerator. He didn't like cars matching him on the highway. He tried to pull ahead, but the SUV kept pace with him. He glanced at it again. No chrome, no company emblems, nothing to identify it. Not a cop. It can't be. He floored it. The SUV stayed right beside him. He slammed on the brakes. The SUV did the same. So Mac floored the Firebird. The red light seemed to get brighter, stronger. It was almost like a flashing disco light. Hang on, babe, he said to his car. Just half a mile. The SUV swerved into him. Sparks showered off the Firebird as his door handle flew off. Damn it! The SUV smashed into his left front fender. Headlight glass jumped in the air. Mac cut the wheel to the right. The SUV cut right. The two cars moved in perfect precision. Damn it to hell! The red light got brighter, stronger. All Mac could see was the red light and the SUV crashing into him. Off to the right, Mac saw an opening, a hole in the interstate's concrete barrier. He slammed on the brakes. He spun the Firebird to the right. He headed to the hole. He floored it. The SUV caught his right rear fender. The Firebird started to rear up. The front end slowly went airborne. The SUV crashed into the back of Mac's car. Then slowly, it seemed to Mac, the Firebird started to fly. It went up and up, and Mac knew it was going to leap over the concrete wall and land like a ballerina on the other side. The SUV would crash into the wall while Mac and his Firebird would gallop out of New Jersey and on to Chicago. Maybe I'll just friggin' fly, Mac smiled. He could see his Firebird floating through the air like a peregrine falcon. Too bad it wasn't white. He'd love to be a giant white bird, up there with the bats, butterflies, and jumbo jets. He wouldn't have to worry about a thing, not oil, not the car, not the bad guys. He'd just sit, listen to his CDs, and enjoy. Enjoy the flight up and away. Maybe he'd circle the globe. Maybe he'd do a loop-de-loop over the Chicago Loop. Yes, he could fly. If he wanted it hard enough, if he wished for it hard enough, DeJoe's Firebird could fly. Then the car hit the earth, which was hard. Then it hit the wall, which was harder. This is the end of chapter 1 of Calvado.